So in the movie, The Matrix, I love sci-fi, right? It gets to talk about tomorrow, but it's really talking about today. Just for The Matrix. Seen The Matrix yet? Yeah. So that's a metaphor for, I think, largely what we're talking about. I'm talking about anyway. I love that film. It really, but in one big way, this idea that, oh, okay, they're suggesting, you know, here's where we're at. We're living in this imaginary world. The actual conditions of our existence, we're in a pot of goo, but because we are now the battery for the dominant institution. Well, the metaphor is we're the battery for artificial intelligence, right? The people in the pods of goo in The Matrix are the energy source for those who dominate the planet. In this case, it's machines and artificial intelligence. The metaphorical reading is that's us, right? We're living in an imaginary relationship, and we're hearing it now all across the country on the radio. It's like, oh my God, the consumers aren't spending, the economy will collapse. And I love that as a critic of capitalism. The fact that CEOs aren't going to be making as much money is my responsibility. It's that classic sort of externalization of the corporate machine. We have problems, we're going to put them on you and you rescue them from us. And the bottom line is, you know, consumers need to spend so that the system, which is arguably exploiting them, can go on. And we're to get panicked about this. I don't know. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want anyone I know to lose their job. And so there is like, some real material concerns here. Maybe I should just play along, right? I don't want people to be thrown out of work and lose their health care. On the other hand, you know, we're being pumped with this information that it's your job to be a battery, to be the fuel cell for this system. And the system keeps it unconscious. If we suffer, probably because we're working out something unconsciously. To become conscious of it, to live the unconscious consciously, is to be liberated. Enlightenment, they call it. And now you're just a head floating in space. One of my colleagues said a great thing. He said, yeah, in the West, we sort of think of our bodies as brain stands. And I feel a little loopy, but I'm thrilled to be here inside sort of your Google thing. It's really beautiful. I'm not sure who exactly my audience is, but I suspect we have a slightly different language for things. We talk about things in different ways, but I think sometimes we might mean similar things. And so, oh, this is a great piece of art. You should all read it because it's like a good vitamin, and you'll grow, and you'll be better people for exposing yourself to this sort of literary art.